Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Even though it's hard to believe, we're already three quarters of the way through 2025. And even though the weather's cooling down, there's still also ideal time to set up your financial strategy for a successful finish to the year. But before we jump into ways how to finish out our year on a high note, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Jacqueline, how are you doing today?
I am great. I am in a great mood, Stephen. We got to meet each other in person last week, and it was great to just give you a hug and meet you and chat and see what the personality is behind the podcast. And, you know, you and I kind of decided together, and tell me if I'm wrong, that we're going to go a little bit rogue on some of these, and we are just going to get our personality out and just share what we want to share. And just have some more fun with it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about that. I mean, we get to spend some time talking a lot about what's important out there, but also a lot of it's from, you know, my perspective, my lens, and, you know, from a lot of my experience. I want to be able to bring that to the listeners and share with them a lot of insights, right? So, you know, we're going to combine a lot of the important topics, current events, you know, really good, solid advice, but bring that from maybe, you know, my 2+ decades of experience. And hopefully that will give our listeners a lot of good
advice. Yeah.
Maybe something they can rely on. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, Stephen, I mean, you are the financial professional that hears from your clients, and you want to directly talk about the biggest questions that you get from them. And you want to relay this to your clients for their knowledge. And, you know, we're going to talk about hot topics, and we're just choosing topics that you hear about, you get questions about all the time, and you are going to answer the whys for all these clients and for our listeners. And there's a lot of whys out there, including myself. I have a lot of, why does this happen? Why would you do this? You know, and you are an expert at answering those questions.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I mean, I feel like we get asked a lot of these different types of questions on a weekly basis. And sometimes for me, it's just compiling that and then being able to put it on a platform and share it with as many people as possible, you know, the answers that we come up with or the solutions. But yeah, hopefully this is a good, you know, we're hopefully headed in the right direction. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, I mean, I'm excited about this topic because fall is a great time. You know, kids are back in school now and things are happening quickly, and we're getting ready for holidays already. I mean, that is crazy to think about. But fall is a great time to clean up things, get those answers that you've been asking, and, you know, finish this year strong.
That's right. Yeah. It isn't about waiting until the holidays to start coming up with a really good a map, right? So it is about planning ahead. So that's why we're doing this podcast today, is to talk about some of the things that you should be thinking about and preparing for. And hopefully you have a good close to the end of the year financially, and then prepare for even the next year.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to focus on being proactive versus reactive. And so, Stephen, what is up first?
Yeah. So I recently came across the USA Today article. Forgetting about these three 2025 retirement account changes could cost you. And I found that there were some excellent insights for us to go first. So let's talk about something that's both very simple and very powerful when it comes to building the kind of retirement you actually want. And that's making regular contributions to your retirement account. That's the foundation. And that's where a lot of people slip up. They stop paying attention to how the rules change around those accounts. And that can actually mean a lot of missed opportunities or worse, even money left on the table. If you're serious about maximizing your growth and avoiding avoidable mistakes this year, here are three updates you have to have on your radar. First is automatic enrollment. Starting in 2025, many new retirement plans are actually required to automatically enroll participants at a 3% contribution rate. And that rate goes up by 1% each year until it hits somewhere between 10 to 15%. So that's a great nudge in the right direction if you're part of a plan that's actually doing it.
Yeah, that's great news, Stephen. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's got to be a catch, right?
Sure thing. Yep. This rule doesn't apply to older plans, pre-2025. So small businesses with fewer than 10 employees, new businesses, or church and government plans also don't apply. Depending on where you work, this actually may not be happening automatically for you just yet. If that's the case and you haven't enrolled yourself, you're missing out. Not just on compound growth, but potentially on employer matches. And those employer matches are free money that helps takes the pressure off you. Now, if you're enrolled automatically, don't just stop there. That's 3% default. It's a start, but it's not the finish line. Most experts, as well as real-world results, show that saving 10 to 15% of your income is a much stronger target. So if you can't do that today, there's no shame in it. It's if you can, bumping up your contribution even by a percent or two can have a major impact on your long-term outcome.
A great point. And let's just also take a moment to note that if you're looking to strengthen your financial strategy so you can finish 2025 strongly, you need to set up that check-in appointment with your financial services professional. I mean, that's what's important here, Stephen. What's next?
Let's talk about something new, especially if you're in that golden window between the ages of 60 and 63. So you may already know that once you hit age 50, you're allowed to make catch-up contributions to your 401k to the tune of about an extra $7,500 on top of the regular $23,000 limit for younger savers. But starting this year, there's a new twist just for the 60 to 63 crowd. If you're in that range, you can now sock away an extra $11,250, bringing your total contribution limit up to a hefty $34,750 in 2025. It's quite a serious boost. But this isn't forever. Once you turn 64, you're back to the standard $7,500 catch-up limit. This is what we'd call a use it or lose it window. And if you've got the room in your budget, this might be a powerful way to fast track your retirement savings when you're in the home stretch.
Great points.
Look, I get it. Not everyone has $34,000 sitting around ready to just go into a 401k, but this isn't all or nothing. Even if you can't hit the max, every extra dollar you contribute today is one less you'll have to worry about down the road.
That's a great reminder, Stephen, that we don't always have to hit the max on a contribution for it to still be meaningful.
Yep, that's right. And look, here's the third and final update. Here's the third and final update you'll want to have on your radar as we look ahead for the rest of this year, especially if you or someone you love works part-time. In the past, part-time employees had to wait 3 full years and work at least 500 hours each year before they could even touch a 401k. That's a long time to be left out of the savings game.
No kidding.
This year, Yep. Starting this year, this wait has been cut down. Now, part-time workers become eligible after just 2 consecutive years with 500 hours of service in each. Sure, saving for retirement when you're part-time isn't always easy. Budgets are tight, and that's real. And even small contributions can add up in a big way over time. A few hundred bucks invested today could grow into thousands or even tens of thousands by the time you retire. That's why staying plugged in matters. Retirement rules do change, sometimes even every year. In some cases, it's small stuff like contribution limits. Other times, like right now, it's potentially a big deal for those who've been on the sidelines.
And Stephen, you and I have talked about this too. I mean, legislature, it can always change. I mean, nothing is ever permanent. And so, like you said, this is why staying plugged in matters. And this is why working with a financial services professional matters, because they are the ones that are going to stay on top of this. And Stephen, you sure do. You are an expert at this, and you are here to tell us all about the news and all about the new things that are coming out to help us stay on top of it as well.
We definitely see a lot of this as a conversation piece every week. What's happening in legislature? What's happening with rules and regulations? We do definitely see this as an ongoing conversation piece each and every week. A lot of our listeners, a lot of our clients are asking about what's happening with Washington and how a lot of the rules and regulation changes are impacting their retirement. And I believe that that's going to be an ongoing conversation, because there's going to be many more changes upcoming. And I think our listeners understand why. There's a tug of war going on between Washington and our investors and savers. They want more taxes, and we want to keep more of our dollars in our 401ks, right? So let's talk a little bit about some of that and dive deeper into that topic.
Yeah. Well, what next do you have for us?
So for the rest of the show today, I'd like to focus on retirement by addressing how you can tighten up your strategy in the coming months to potentially avoid some of those common mistakes. In the AARP article, 10 Ways to Fail at Retirement, it has some valuable information. Starting with one of the biggest mistakes that can sneak up on people as they head into the rest of the year is underestimating longevity. A lot of folks retire without fully realizing just how long retirement can last and how much it's going to cost. It's one of those common financial mistakes we see. So according to the article, if you're 65 today, you could be looking at 17 to 20 more years of retirement. That's just the average. The Census Bureau says the number of Americans living past 100 is set to quadruple over the next few decades. Quadruple. So that means more people than ever could be looking at a retirement that lasts 30 years or more.
I mean, that's a wow moment.
Huge, right? But some people are stepping away from work without a clear plan for how they're going to fund these 3 decades of living expenses, healthcare, and inflation. Now, the solution doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes the best move, if your health and situation allows, is just simply to work a little bit longer. That extra time on the job can give your savings a boost, shorten the number of years you'll need to stretch those dollars, or even increase your Social Security benefits.
See, Stephen, I'm learning a lot from you, but on the other hand, I just don't know if I want to live past 100. I mean, that does not seem enjoyable, but maybe, I don't know. Enjoying a long, healthy retirement will be great, so long as you have the money to fund it, right?
Yeah, no kidding. But here's another curveball. You definitely don't want to end 2025 without planning for early retirement. So not every retirement happens on your terms. In fact, about half of retirees end up leaving the workforce earlier than they expected. And it's usually not because they hit their number early. It's actually because life stepped in, right? Health issues, family, caregiving, layoffs, buyouts, all things that fast track your exit, whether you're ready or not. And we see this quite a bit. You know, every so often a company downsizes, and then now you have to have that hard conversation with your spouse. And that's why having plan B is so important. You might be aiming to retire in 5 years, but if you only get two, what would you need to change financially and personally if that happened? And if you're part of a couple, that isn't just a solo conversation, right? You need to both be prepared for the possibility that one of you may have to step back from work sooner than planned. So talk through it now before life makes that decision for you.
Yeah. And Stephen, this kind of reminds me of, you know, kind of the sandwich generation is what we like to call it, right? And so it's between, you know, when you're caregiving for your children, but you're also caregiving for your parents. And sometimes that is just a huge burden that you can't make work, including a job. And so being aware of that and being okay with planning for that, you know, that you might have to take a step back professionally. And so couples may also find that taking or talking through various scenarios with a financial services professional is an easy way to get everything out in the open and a great communication tactic.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, it isn't an easy conversation to have, and life gets in the way, and, you know, carving out those moments to have these conversations isn't necessarily on your daily or weekly agenda, but it is something that you have to have. I mean, if you're going to close out the year with the right frame of mind and be financially confident, these are definitely conversations you're going to have to prepare for sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about one of the most overlooked parts of retirement, and it has nothing to do with money. You actually don't want to reach the end of 2025. You don't want to reach the end of 2025 or any year really without a real strategy for how you're going to fill all the new hours that come with retirement. Retirement, it sounds great. May sound like paradise on paper. Travel the world, sleep in, hit the beach, do whatever you want, whenever you want. But the truth is, while we retire from something, not enough people think about what they're retiring to. So without a plan, all that free time can turn into restlessness or worse, even regret and possibly resentment. So start thinking now, or ideally 5 years before retirement date, about what you want your days to look like. What gets you excited? What gives you purpose? So you make it real. Jot down some of those things that you want to do, places you want to visit, hobbies you want to explore. That gives you some motivation to cross that finish line, right? So this is your chance to turn someday into a plan.
No kidding. And Stephen, what do you want to do in retirement? What are your ideas?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's a lot of traveling to destinations that I haven't been to, spending more time with some loved ones, and knocking off some bucket lists. It's probably some of the things that I want to do immediately. And then I'll figure out the rest along the way, right? But definitely have a lot of bucket lists. So just like a lot of our clients and listeners do too.
Yeah, absolutely. And having a plan for all that newfound free time will also help you avoid overspending, maybe on vacations, like you just said, and blowing up your whole entire retirement budget.
Yeah, that's where having a plan is going to make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't already, clearly thinking about your retirement goals and dreams and laying it out with you and your spouse is pretty much a essential financial to-do by the end of this year. If you're married or living with a partner, it's important to remember that retirement doesn't just happen to one of you. It happens to both. That's why it's important to start the conversation early, even years before you hang it up. Not just about money, but about meaning. What does retirement look like to each one of you? What does it feel like? But here's the thing. One of you might be dreaming of travel and adventure, while the other's picturing quiet mornings and a vegetable garden. So if you're not talking about it, you won't know until you're stepping on each other's dreams. Carve out time to share your vision for what you want, what you need, how you see those next chapters unfolding. Remember, retirement is a shared journey. It's not just what make sure you're writing the map together. So one of the best moves you can make as you tighten up your finances heading into the year end is having honest money conversations with the people you love. Remember, start small. The first conversation doesn't have to include numbers, documents. Just open the door. Share a little bit about your values, your wishes, and how you're thinking about the legacy you actually want to leave. Over time, those conversations can go deeper into how much heirs might receive, why certain organizations or causes will actually matter to you. And when your family understands the why, it's easier for them to embrace the what. Loop them in with your financial services professional. It helps to put faces to names, build trust, and make sure everyone's on the same page. You're not just planning for retirement. You're preparing the people who matter most to carry that vision forward.
Great conversation, Stephen. This has been a great episode. I mean, from communication tactics to planning for a fun-filled retirement and knowing what you want going into it, you know, having those goals set. And so, Stephen, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, listeners can visit our website at veritywealthgroup.com or call our office at 626-650-9486 to discuss how we can answer those questions, address some of those concerns, and let's finish the year strong. We'll review your financial strategy or any parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you worked so hard for.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Yeah, let's all finish 2025 strong together. So, and this concludes another episode of Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.